Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. And for anyone who has found us on their radio at 96.9, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and see us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for opening our service this morning is taken from Psalm 106 as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And it's all entitled as Joy in Forgiveness of Israel's Sins. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is great. His mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glorify you with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. They made a calf at Horeb and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt and wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for your mercy and your grace this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us, Lord, for not being the believers, the Christians that we ought to be. We ask for one more chance, Lord, to get things right with you. We ask, Lord, that our focus would be on you. And we're so thankful, Lord, that you love us. We're thankful, Lord, that you chose us, Lord, as your children. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us throughout the service. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, would you please stand? If you would, please stand and greet each other.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness.
And would you also, brother,
my eyes, let me
be with you
see.
Also.
Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope
David,
of a life.
Can you do the call to worship? Okay. Peace be with you, brother.
Here I
All right.
am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're
peace
my
be with you,
God. You're all together.
Peace be with you.
Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to be.
I got you. Okay.
King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created.
Okay. You want to do it before or after the call to worship? We'll do it the announcements. You can. We'll do it. No, we got the call to worship. First time I've been to a high football game.
How much it cost.
It was great though. I enjoyed it. I wish they would have won though.
Up on that cross.
And how are you, folks? You sitting over here looking all pretty and everything. How you doing? That's it. How is Kathy doing? That's good. I'll try to get that. Would you please stand for the call to worship, please?
From Psalm 63, O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where no water is.
So I have looked upon you in sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up your name.
My soul is feasted as with marrow and fat, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night.
For you have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me.
But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down in the depths of the earth.
They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be prey for jackals.
But the king shall rejoice in God.
All who swear in God's name
shall glory. But the mouths of liars will be stopped.
Amen. You may be seated.
All right. And before we go into the birthdays, I have something special for Pastor Ted since this is Pastor Appreciation Month.
Amen. Super Bowl ticket.
All right. Pastor Ted, come over here. I would like to introduce you to somebody.
Oh, boy.
I want to introduce you to Mini Pastor Ted.
Oh, this is great. Oh, you guys got to see this. This is good. I like it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I can't wait to show this to Tessie. Right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. So we have four birthdays for this week. On the 16th, we have Ariel Torres.
Jeez.
On the 19th, Steve McGosh. On the 21st, Olga Magana. And on the 22nd, Norma Glenn. Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Amen.
Do we have any announcements?
Putting him, all hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's rest, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Sinners whose love can never forget the wormwood and the gall, go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all.
Good morning. In the name of love, we have come. In the name of love, we are here. And in the name of love, we will go, knowing in our hearts and in our souls that what we have experienced is truly divine.
Thank you.
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come seeking. We come listening. We ask, Lord, that as we go through our lives so often, we tend to ignore you and the works of your hand. We ask your forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you make us generous givers, for we know that that is your desire and your love. Take our tithes and our offerings and use them to your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew, the 22nd verse, there's a 22nd chapter, verses 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "The love of the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." These are the words of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Your love, bless us with love, O merciful God, that we may love as you love, that we may show patience, tolerance, kindness, caring, and love to all. O compassionate one, grant compassion upon us, that we may help all fellow souls in need. Bless us with your love, O God. Bless us with your love. Amen.
Would you please, if you can, hold someone's hand this morning while we pray, please, if you're able to. If you're able to. Amen. It's always good to touch and agree when you pray. Amen. Always good to do that. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We ask that you would be with our dear brother Tom, Lord. Lord, as he comes to bring your word, not for any other shape, form, or fashion, Lord, but to teach and to instruct what's on his heart, what you've given him. We pray, Lord, that you would bless him, that you would help us, Lord, that you would open up our ears and open up our hearts so that we might understand and that we might leave this place a better person, a better Christian. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The children's message this morning is directed to all of us as children of God. If any of you have read the title of the message, John Wesley wasn't a Methodist. I did that just to play some word games with people. If you notice, Methodist is capitalized, and that kind of indicates a member of the Methodist Church. Now, John Wesley was ordained as a priest in the Church of England, and he considered himself to be a priest in that church throughout his life. He didn't intend to start a new church, a new denomination, but rather his goal was to get people to return to put God first in their lives and to worship him in a manner that's fitting. Now, that's the same mission that other reformers, and I use reformers kind of in quotation marks, like Martin Luther, John Calvin, and it's the same thing that the Apostle Paul was trying to do in his many letters. Not to start new churches, new denominations, but rather to get people back to a pure worship. Now, when he was attending Oxford University, John Wesley and his brother Charles and a few other students started meeting together several times a week to discuss scripture, pray. They celebrated communion.
and they shared meals together. They also took it upon themselves to take food to the poor. They visited lonely people in prison, and some even taught orphans how to read. A bunch of other students, those that were there for more fun than worship, sarcastically called this group the Holy Club. And because they had a method of worship, they called them Methodists. And the term at that time was not considered a compliment at all. But after John completed his college training and was ordained as a priest in the Church of England, he was sent as a missionary to Savannah, Georgia, and served there for about 2 years. And this was one of the low points in his life. He was not at all successful in trying to bring God's word to the colony in Georgia. He was a dismal failure, and I even read that he left America hurriedly so that he wouldn't be arrested. Don't know what the charge was, and that's probably not important. But while he was on his way back to England, the ship that he was on encountered a violent storm, and many of the people on board thought that the ship would sink, and they were very frightened. But there was a group of Moravians that were on board, and they spent that time singing hymns and praying. Even during the worst of the storm, there they were praising God. And John was impressed by their display of faith. And that even in the worst of times, they turned to God and worshiped. And John decided, well, you know, maybe I need to know a little bit more about this group. And in the year 1738, I think it was either March or May of that year, John attended church at the Church of England, but his faith had been shaken because he was a failure. And he decided one time to attend a meeting at the Moravian Church on Aldersgate Street in London. And while at that meeting, he had a life-changing experience. He said that he felt his heart strangely warmed, that later in his journal, he wrote, "I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sin, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death." Here, an ordained priest felt that experience. That reawakening of faith caused John Wesley to look at his spiritual connection with God. And also, he looked at those needing to hear God's word. Now, the point is, it was later in John's life, after college, after seminary, that he had that experience. And each of us can have a reawakening of faith. And not just one time, but over and over again in our lives. It can be a daily thing. Now, during the time that John Wesley was active, preachers were expected to preach in their churches. And if people wanted to hear the Word of God, they came to church. But Wesley thought he should take the Word to the people wherever they might be. He preached on street corners, in parks, and even open fields. And the crowds ranged from just a few people to hundreds. And yeah, at times he had beer bottles thrown at him, but people heard the Word of God where they were. Now, when I read about that, it kind of reminds me about another preacher that kind of traveled around the countryside preaching. His message was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." And this guy also preached to groups ranging from just a few people to thousands. And, of course, that was Jesus. And Jesus took the good news of salvation to the people, not in the synagogues, but where the people were. And that was over 2,000 years ago. Now, as John Wesley spread the word, he developed three rules of living. And those three rules have become a foundation of the Methodist Church. First, do no harm. Second, do good. And third, stay in love with God. Now, the adage, do no harm, is an ancient desire and promise. It's been said by many people as a watchword of their lives throughout the centuries. Do no harm also appears as the first part of the Hippocratic Oath that physicians used to swear as they began their career in medicine. But for us as Christians, it means not harming others by lying, cheating, stealing, perjury, or even murder. Wait a minute. That sounds an awful lot like the Ten Commandments. Remember the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Great example, do no harm. In our scripture today, we see another example of the Pharisees trying to trap Jesus into saying something that would allow them to arrest him. They asked Jesus, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment?" Jesus immediately quoted the first of the Ten Commandments. "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Well, there were some Pharisees that said that anything that comes from the mouth of God has equal value, and you can't put anything above of another if it came from God. Well, that was the first commandment, and it was also part of the Shema that was taught to children. It's the first prayer taught to Jewish children. And it's a prayer that is said morning and evening by Jews everywhere. And when Jesus said the second commandment was to love your neighbor as yourself, he was quoting scripture again from the book of Deuteronomy. And he went on further and says, on these two commandments hang all the law and prophets. When he said the law, he was referring to the first five books of the Bible. It was generally called the law of Moses. And the rest of the Bible were writings from or about the prophets that God had sent to warn Israel, to try to get them to reform and to change. And when Jesus said the law and the prophets, He meant the entire Jewish Bible. The first four of the Ten Commandments deal with our relationship with God. And I'll paraphrase, love God, put God first, don't take God's word in vain, and don't work on the Sabbath. And the other commandments are about our relationship with people. And if we truly love everyone, and that's not an easy task, but we treat them like we expect to be treated. And if we love people, then we don't steal, murder, perjure, or even envy another's possessions. Now, the Wesley's first rule, do no harm, that seems obvious and easy at first glance. But I believe it can be a lot more. Even though we immediately think of physical harm, like property crimes, theft, robbery, things like that, but or assault. But the harm that we can do to others with our words. I remember growing up over and over again, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. Well, friends, we live in a much different world today. Many people have had irreparable harm done to their lives through lies on social media. Oftentimes, we've had teenagers that were the term used is cyberbullying, but because of lies and falsehoods and accusations on Facebook and other types of social media, some of them have become so depressed and hopeless that they've committed suicide. So words can harm you. Now, in Wesley's second rule, do all the good you can. And now that's simplified. To quote him, do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Covers a lot of territory there. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, at one point Jesus tells about the time that he will return to take the righteous to heaven. And reading from verses 34 through 40 of the 25th chapter of Matthew, the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. The righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and give you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? The king will answer you, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me. Now, Alamo UMC contributes both money and volunteer times to the Agape ministry. We contribute to Abundant Life Ministries in Africa, and we've adopted Candlewood Elementary School. But there are even more ways that we can volunteer time and do good to other people. Now, the third rule, stay in love with God. That's not just emotional love, but that's love in action. And God wants more than an hour or two on Sunday morning. He wants everything. How's your prayer life? We're told to pray continually, or constantly, depending on what translation you use. How do you pray? Do you take time to listen for God? Now, I was told years ago by a friend, sit down quietly, let your mind clear, and say, okay, God, what do you want to talk about today? And then pause. And you know he will answer you. Sometimes it might take him a long time, and sometimes the subject that he wants to talk about may not be pleasant in your life. But the point is, we seldom take time to listen for God. We use prayer as a monologue, not a dialogue. Now, here at Alamo, we have some opportunities for Bible study during the week. And also, we're talking about restarting our Wesley group soon. But and Bible study outside of church is important. Each time you go to God's Word, you'll find an answer. It may be a familiar passage, or it may be one that you haven't read in years. But there is a message if you allow God to deliver it to you. And you read for depth. And you read the passage, you pray about it, and you reread. And that gives you some insight into what God means. Ask and you will hear the message. Now, both Jesus and John Wesley tried to simplify Scripture and simplify our service to God. You might remember Jesus and his greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Or John Wesley's three rules, foundation of our faith in the United Methodist Church. Do no harm, do good, and stay in love with God. But whichever, that is a charge and a challenge. And it is a call to a deeper commitment to your faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Pastor Ted always uses this time to remind you that Jesus loves each and every one. But it's also a time of challenge. Some of us are faced with problems that seem insurmountable. And during our hymn of invitation, I would invite you to come up to the altar rail and pray. If you would like someone to pray with you, we are available. We are called to a deeper commitment to God and Christ. If you would like to, maybe for the first time, dedicate your life to Christ, or if you feel in your heart that it is time for you to become more involved, please come forward at this time. We will pray with you and we will help you get connected. So if you would, please stand for our hymn of invitation.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus and to thank Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I love Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His saints in God, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I love Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, to sleep, to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Well, Pastor, things are not good, but I got a long time. I can get things right. I'll wait till I go home and do this. No, my friend, you don't. You don't know how much time you have. So get things right with the Lord. Amen? If you don't get them right here, get them right. Get them right quickly. Because Jesus is coming back soon. I just wanted to remind you of that, to keep you on your toes. Amen? Jesus wants to keep us on our toes. He says to be sober and be ready. Are you ready? Thank you. Anyone else before we go to the Lord in prayer? This is your time, your opportunity to get a hold of the Lord. Amen? That's why it's so important for things to be right between you and Jesus, so you can get that prayer up to Him. Would you please stand with me, please? Hold someone's hand as we pray. Amen. Amen. If you would, in anyone's hand, just hold on to Him. Just hold on to Him. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, oh Lord, I tell you, we are in trouble. We need you, Jesus. We need you. Alamo needs you. Families here need you, Lord. Please be with Dixie, Lord, and her family as they mourn the passing of her sister. And be with her also, Lord, as they deal with her sister, Leona. And Lord, I pray for all those homebound members, Lord, who all they have right now is that radio station or that message that they hear on the internet. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would strengthen them and touch them. Be with dear Sonny, Lord, as she struggled with issues, health issues in the hospital, and be with all our members, all of them, even those that are right here in your midst, Heavenly Father, that need a touch from you, even right now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we can cry out to you, Lord, help us, and we're confident that you can help us. Lord, help us to always remember that you're there for us, that we don't have to go through anything alone. You're there for us. Thank you for each and every member of this church, Lord, those that are here and those that are not here, those, Lord, who want to be here and can't be here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our people that do so much in this church, those that work behind the scenes and are unknown. But you know who they are, Lord. You know what they do. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I know we ask for a lot. But we are your children, and you told us that whatever we need to come to you. So we're coming this morning, looking and expecting an answer. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated.
Everybody to remember that I am the laid back, don't get involved, don't say anything out loud, hidden Methodist. I'm going to tell you, I heard a sermon this morning that equals any that I've ever heard on John Wesley. And having been a lay speaker and all those other things, I'm familiar with Wesley. But my God, that was beautiful, Tom. And a challenge, get closer to God, said so clearly. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
And as we go from here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? He touched me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, need the load of guilt and shame. In the name of Jesus touched me, and I'm at the blessed state.